Hey there, Freedom Fighters. My name is Andrew Warner. I'm the founder of Mixergy.com, home of the ambitious upstart. Whew, I got a great interview for you today. An entrepreneur that I don't think you know yet about, but I think you need to. We're going to find out how a Mixergy fan in India, who started out with a monthly food budget of just 12 bucks, how he bootstrapped a profitable software company. Vipin Sahu is the founder of Webcool Software, a company that builds plugins for e-commerce and CMS plugins. This interview is sponsored by AndrewsWelcomeGate.com. What is AndrewsWelcomeGate.com? If you go there, you will see the page that gets me my highest conversions, gets me more people to give me their email address and trust me with their email address so that I can continue my relationship with them than any other page I ever created. I'm making it available to you. If you go to AndrewsWelcomeGate.com, you can use it. You can start building relationships with your audience by asking them to give you their email address. And I know that it will work because it's worked for me. But I'll tell you more about that later. First, I've got to welcome my guest. Maybe I should stop talking so quickly as I do it. Vipin, welcome.
Hi, Andrew.
I wanted to make sure before we started that I didn't exaggerate the food budget, that it really was $12. And you said, yeah, Andrew, that is true. It really was my food budget. And I'm wondering then, what kind of food would you eat for $12 a month?
Okay, that's like a quite funny story, because actually in India, it's a Maggi. It's called Maggi. So it's a pretty popular fast food. You can call it as a junk food as well. So it's $12 is like we are getting 10 rupees at a one-time meal. So it's pretty easy to cook. So you can just put it around the pot and then warm it up. And it's like a noodle thing. It's like a noodle. So it's pretty easy to cook and very much popular among the bachelors, even the college graduates and the freshman people.
Okay.
So we started things out in this way because we don't have enough money, because we started directly from the college and we haven't taken any money from the venture capitalists or even from our parents.
Wait till you guys in the audience hear how big this company got, and wait till you hear how in the early days when he couldn't afford a computer, what he had to do. It's amazing. But we'll start off with where this idea came from. In your college days, you and your roommate started creating plugins for Facebook, right?
Yep.
What kind of plugins did you create for Facebook?
Actually, it was like we started the company in the summer of 2009 and 2010, between the 2009 and 2010. Mm-hmm. And Facebook was quite new. I mean, it wasn't that new, but Facebook released the API and Twitter released the API. So every person want to embed their Facebook profile and their Twitter profile into their website. So we think about it, like, why we are not creating plugin to pull out the data from the Facebook and just embed into their website. So I think that was a good idea. So we just created the plugin based on the Facebook API and the Twitter API. And then we built the application for the Joomla and then Magento and then Krishasoft, other platform.
Joomla is a publishing platform just like WordPress, and I'm looking at one of your plugins from back then. February 6, 2010, apparently is when you uploaded this plugin. It's called Latest Tweets, and it allows anyone who uses Joomla to publish their content to also very easily embed their tweets on their site. That's what you created back then, and you were just in college at the time.
Yeah, just passed out from the college. It's like after just 3 to 4 months after the college.
I see a lot of positive feedback for this. I also see here on the right of Joomla that it says that it's a paid download. How much did you charge for it? I don't see the price.
If you will just click on the download button, then it will redirect to our website, our store, and you can download it from there.
Okay, $15.
$15.
And you started charging $15 for it right from the start?
Previously, it was $10. Then we increased the price to the $15.
Why Joomla? Why not WordPress?
Okay, that's a pretty interesting question, because the very basic question was, we need to generate money, and WordPress doesn't allow paid listing into the WordPress. That's why we started things out in the Joomla, and luckily, I started. As a Joomla developer, not as a WordPress developer. So that was the plus point. So we started things out in that.
I see. So you knew Joomla better. You also knew that you can charge for Joomla apps in their app store. So it was a good decision. How much money did you make when you were selling this app for $10, this plugin for $10?
Actually, in start in 1 month or 2 months, it was like monthly we were generating around $500.
$500 in month three?
Yep.
That buys you a lot of, what did you call those things that I think of as ramen? Maggi.
It's a M-A-G-G-I. It's a Maggi.
So, Maggi. That buys you a lot of Maggis.
So actually, we need to pay the rent as well where we were living. And it's me and my business partner in a single room flat.
I see.
And we were looking to hire some interns and to manage some computers and some infra as well.
Okay.
So we were just saving some tiny, tiny bucks into our pocket and was just trying to build something big.
You did it yourself. Was there any app in the early days around the time that you created Latest Tweets plugin? Were there any other plugins that didn't work for you that failed?
Yeah, we have developed more than 12 plugins.
Okay.
And I guess due to the social media boom, there was a Facebook wall feed and another one, the Latest Tweet. Those were the most successful plugin, and rest of them wasn't that good. So like rest of the plugin was just like around in a month it was just one or two sales. It's not that good. So it happens.
I see something called Slide Tweet, which is a Twitter search module, lets you show your tweets in a Twitter style sliding effect. That one didn't seem to do that great, right?
Yeah, it wasn't that good.
The stock ticker didn't seem to do that great?
Yeah, it wasn't.
Facebook newsfeed, that one did well, you said?
Facebook, there's two plugins. One is Facebook newsfeed and another one is Facebook wall feed. Newsfeed means it will display the newsfeed of the Facebook profile, and wall feed, suppose that if you have some business page, so the content of your business page will display right there.
Okay, and which one did well and which one didn't do well? Oh no, Facebook wall feeds did do well.
It's a brilliant. It means it's like it's the best in the world.
That one's doing really well. I can see that here. It's actually one of the more one of the most popular plugins in the Joomla marketplace.
Exactly.
Okay.
It's most popular in the world in the Facebook category, it's Facebook module category, social media.
How long did it take you to create each of these plugins?
Just in the night means I just from 11 p.m. to 4 a.m. in the morning, and I just created it.
Just overnight, one night, is how long it takes you to create one of these plugins.
Yes, I did that.
You don't seem impressed by that. I'm impressed by it, but I'm looking at your face, and it seems like, it's nothing, so I'm worried about being too excited about it, because maybe I'm excited about nothing. Why aren't you more impressed by the fact that you were able to create this so quickly and have it produce revenue?
Yeah, actually, what happened, there's a two kind of thing. In open source market, which is our target base, we are selling plugins and which are like open source. So people are just purchasing the module and they have all the source code there. So they can customize it and they can use it. But most of the time what is happening, the customer who purchased the product, it's a one-time purchase. And at that time, we were not charging for the support. So it's like, if someone have purchased one time, its support was for the lifetime. So we were not generating any revenue after that. So we need to find something, a bigger thing, because we were hiring more and more people, more experienced people, and we have to take care of the office budget and bigger office infrastructure, light, generator, internet, everything, you know.
I see.
So we need a great product and having good price tag on that, so that we can keep moving, because profit is oxygen. If we don't make it, we will be like die soon.
Before we get into how you kept growing and growing the business, I'm curious about the time that you spent 14 days at a job. Why did you get a job and why 14 days?
Okay, that's pretty interesting. Like right now it's like a very interesting story, but at that time it was quite scary.
I bet.
So, it was very scary because I used to weep a lot. Means I was crying.
You were crying?
Yeah.
Because on the job?
On the job means it's not like it was a pretty decent job. And in India, everyone wants to join a company. So it's a dream to join some MNC, like a multinational company. So I was selected in a multinational company in my third year of the college.
Mm-hmm.
So, but what happens, like it wasn't, means what I was expecting something like, I was very much involved in the development and code programming and some research part of thing. And me and my business partner have a very good emotional relationship. Like we are very much, we were very good friends. We are still very good friends. So just because of the job, I just like, means due to the family pressure and everything. So I need to join the job, but then I realized that no way, it's not the right job because the area of expertise was totally changed. Means they were totally focused on the enterprise services and I was not in the enterprise. I mean, I don't care about the enterprise. I was very much focused on the web development and plugin development. So I thought maybe if I will join that company, I can enhance my skill, but it wasn't there. So I thought it is the right time. I mean, as soon as possible, if you don't like it, just quit it. So I just quit it out and I called my parents and he was a retired, like my father is a retired person at that time. So he told me that if you can handle your budget, if you can handle your expenditure, then there is no issue. Just quit your job and follow your dreams.
Wow. And so that's what you did. But in order to make money in the early days, I heard that you did some SEO work, that you did some consulting work, right?
Yeah, it's like what happens, like what is, in the starting days, we have to generate money because quitting a job is not enough. Means it was like a simple, it's a first step. So it looked like people are quitting the job, people are quitting the college, but it's not the final step, it's the first step. So what happened? So we were looking for some development work so that we can generate money from other side and we can keep innovating plugins and product on the other side. So what happened means we don't have any salesperson because we don't have any money. And we both were the engineer. So we know very well how to code, but we don't know how to sell. And when we jump into the market, there were a lot and lot of middlemen. So suppose that there's a development work and suppose that the end party is charging, let's say, $5,000. So everyone is asking, let's put 30% commission. So what happened? At one stage, there was 7 middlemen. So you can understand what was the, like, you can imagine what will be the overall cost. So we think that this is not the right business model and we should just focus on the internet sale. So we keep looking into the SEO, SEM, and we start things out and we generate.
How did you get SEO clients and search engine marketing clients?
No, we didn't get the search engine marketing client. We did it for ourselves.
Oh, I see. You started doing some search engine optimization for yourself so that you can get more customers for your plugins.
Just an example, like for the latest tweet thing, I just created some blog entries, like top 5 best Joomla module kind of thing. So top 5 best Joomla module.
Were they all 5 your modules that you were part of?
Most 3 of them were free and 2 of them was us. So,
I see. You know? Okay, yeah. So content marketing was one thing that you did to get customers. Buying ads was another thing. Just being in the marketplace, it seems to me, being in the Joomla marketplace and later in the Magento marketplace seems to help you get a lot of customers, right?
Yeah, truly. Means it was like a phenomenal thing because every time when someone purchased the product and they asked for the support, I was there. Means many times in the night, in the day, every day. And suppose that someone just sent an email and he is just getting a reply within a second because I was there. I was the developer. I was the support person.
I see.
So people were very happy. And I, like, after solving the problem, I always requested them to put some good review. And
that's how you end up with so many reviews. I see you in the Joomla marketplace with tons of good reviews where I wouldn't expect plugins to get that kind of feedback. But when it comes to getting customers, When it comes to getting traffic, as far as I can see here by just checking out SimilarWeb, Joomla.org and MagentoCommerce.com are by far combined your biggest sources of traffic.
Yeah, they still are.
It's the marketplace. By picking to be in those marketplaces as opposed to WordPress, you allowed yourself to get more customers. Here's another thing that I noticed. You also make some plugins free as a way of marketing your business and getting people in the door for your paid plugins, right?
Yeah, it's somehow like like generating the traffic as well as those plugins are not just a junk plugin. They are useful, but if people are purchasing the paid plugin, they are getting more functionality as compared to the free. But it doesn't mean the free version is a junk. Free version is also good, and they fulfill the requirement. But
give me an example of a good free plugin that brings in traffic to your paid business.
Actually, we have built, there was a Ajax registration, and so what will happen, like in the start, when suppose that if you want to create a sign up form, so there was not Ajax driven sign up form. So what we have built Ajax registration form for the Joomla, and in the pro form, in the paid version of module, we provide the facility to create custom fields, because in default Joomla provides 4 or 5 fields for the sign up form, but it doesn't provide more fields in the sign up form. So we provide the user to create custom fields as well with the Ajax.
If I understand you right, if I have a Joomla website and I want someone to register for my site, Joomla of course makes registration easy. But if I want more information from the user, like what is their main focus or how big is their business, I can't do that out of the box but I could do it if I have your free plugin. That's one of the free plugins that you create, right?
Actually, it's Ajax driven. Ajax is a term, mm-hmm. asynchronous JavaScript and XML. Mm-hmm. So what is happening, let's say many times if you visit a site and you just put something like, let's say email at webcool.com, and when you will like press on tab key, a loader will load and it will say that this username exists and this username does not exist.
Enhancements for the registration process, but not necessarily how I described it. All right, so that's a free plugin that brings traffic over to your site. Let me go back to something you said a moment ago, which is that blogging helped you get more customers. English is not your first language, right?
Yeah, it's not my first language.
There are, I think I found a couple of, not grammatical mistakes, but clunky grammar in some of your early plugins. How are you, in the early days, writing blog posts that spread virally if you're not a native speaker, if it's not your big skill?
Okay, so here's the, Google understand things very well, and Google mainly understand things like keywords. Maybe the structuring things go wrong, but robots are just fetching the data. And if keywords is there, you will be on the top. And the other thing is, suppose that there was two reasons. Actually, we are the developers, and so we in the start we were writing for the developers. So suppose that if we are creating some plugins, and during development we found that this is an issue, and many people are facing this issue. So we just created a blog post with the sample of code, and just we inserted it out, and many of the Joomla developer had the same issue. So that blog post really helped. And what happens when Stack Overflow comes? So many times when the people have the same issue again, so they were just referring our link that this is the solution over there, and you can check it out from there. If you will visit our Stack Overflow, stackoverflow.com, and if you will search Webcool, then you will find some good link over there.
Wait, if I go to Stack Overflow and search for what?
Webcool, our company name. I'm just a new link.
Okay. I'd like to see that. So Stack Overflow also helped, and you're saying content marketing, you don't have to have the most grammatically perfect articles. As long as you have the right keywords that address a problem that enough people are searching for, you will get traffic. That traffic will end up converting some of it into customers. That's some of what you did. You also speaking of blog posts, didn't you at one point have a customer from China who was also customer from China who paid you to create blog posts or paid you for services based on your blog posts? What happened there? One of your first customers.
One of our customers from the China, and he just like, actually my business partner was creating application. At that time, Facebook apps was very popular and a lot of people were developing applications like poll application, match application. There's a lot of applications out there. So one of our, that was our service customer. So it was a project, and he just contacted us to develop a plugin for his customer. So we built it out on the Facebook application, and then he's our regular customer till now, and we are just doing something. Like we are doing like many times, like we are also in the ERP business nowadays. So we are building, if you will visit in our Magento marketplace site, you will see there is a Magento Open ERP bridge. So a lot of people are using that bridge as well. So it's a connector.
What you created for them became a plugin that now you're selling to other people. Do I understand you right?
No. Means we don't sell the people's product or people project into our site.
Okay.
I mean, that's not ethical. We don't do like that.
Okay.
So we are getting service project from him. Not nowadays, but 1 or 2 years back. And we were just developing it and just send them back. Because he was our first customer, so we respect him a lot.
Okay. I did look you up in Stack Overflow. I see you got a lot of help from Stack Overflow in the early days. You're asking questions like, I want to use Keep Alive feature of Apache. How can I use it with my host.htaccess? And what should be the best values for the parameters like Keep Alive timeout? Thanks. And you got a response from someone. This is back from February 2010, saying you can't control keep alive behavior in .htaccess, etc. So I see. So even though you're disconnected, I feel, from part of the world, you're fully connected and immersed in the world because of sites like Stack Overflow.
Yeah, and some of the, I'm just sending you a link so that maybe.
Yeah, let me see. Send the link over. While you send the link over, I'm going to do a quick plug here for what I said at the top of the interview, which is andrewswelcomegate.com. What is andrewswelcomegate.com and why should you care? Well, here's why you should care. All of us online want more people to participate in what we're doing, more qualified people. The problem is too many people are obsessed with hits. How do I get more hits? How many hits do you have? How many unique hits do you have a month? Hits are no way, I don't think, to build a real business. What you want is relationships. So how do you turn a hit into a relationship? You give people the opportunity to give you their email address so that you can start building that relationship with them via email. All right. But getting people to give up their email address is pretty tough, especially if you don't know how to create a page that's convincing, especially if you don't have the tools or the persuasion tools or the software tools to do it right. Well, it took me a couple of years to get a page that does it so right that over 20% of people who come to it give me their email address, trust me, to build a relationship with them via email. That's the page that I want to make available to you right now. And you can get it at andrewswelcomegate.com. When you go to andrewswelcomegate.com, you see the page that works better than any other page on my site for getting people to feel comfortable giving me their email address. When you go to andrewswelcomegate.com and buy that for just $1, you can customize it. Instead of Mixergy, of course, you'll want to put your logo. Instead of my language, you'll want to change it a little bit to your language. But you have a template that you can use that you know will work. How do you know it'll work? Because it worked for me and because it's powered by lead pages. Lead Pages is a company that powers all kinds of pages that, well, get you leads, right? That's why it's called Lead Pages. So go to andrewswelcomegate.com, snag this page now while I'm making it available. It won't be available forever. You got to grab it now if you want it. And then once you have it, it'll be powered by Lead Pages, so you can adjust it any way you want. And if you don't like it, if you say, hey, you know what, Andrew, this page stinks, once you get that page, you can get so many others as part of your Lead Pages membership. Lead Pages has tons of pages that are designed to get you more leads, like email addresses, more sales, better webinar participation, and so much more. But it all starts when, for $1, you go to andrewswelcomegate.com and sign up. Do it now while it's available. It's an experiment that I'm running right now. If it's when I'm done with it, You won't be able to email me and beg me for it. But today you can get it for a buck, and you might as well sign up and grab it right now. Just a buck. AndrewsWelcomeGate.com. Vipin, were you going over to that URL right now?
Yeah.
That's cool. This is how I know that these ads are working. Every single guest, except for one, has gone over, and the one who didn't go stuck around because I asked him for feedback on my promotion. So I'm getting better and better. All right, here, and I see you sent me a link, Stack Overflow. That is you responding and giving somebody else help. And so that's another. Oh, and you said the answer came from, and you linked over to your site where people can see it.
It's right now, it's like a 404 somehow, like there's some issue with that.
I see that it is 404
right now. Actually, we are upgrading the sites. There's some issue with the URLs, but you can see that people are just copying the code from our website and they are just putting the link into the Stack Overflow. So we were just the developer blog. We are the developer. So we are still creating the plugins for the developers. So that's how we started. Even if you're in the manufacturing industry, language is an issue, but I don't think so that's hurt a lot. But still, you can start things out. You see, you don't need to be perfect in every way. You can learn things in step by step.
So that's impressive that you were able to do that and bring traffic from it. I see now where your customers are coming from. One of your challenges, though, is now that you're starting to get customers, hiring other developers so that you're not up in the middle of the night answering customer service email and coding and trying to figure out the business and doing everything else. And so you hired at first an intern for free, right?
We were paying a very little money, but it wasn't free.
Okay, very little money. You also didn't have enough money to buy a computer for the person. So how did you work that out? You're a computer-based business. How do you get your intern on a computer if you can't afford a second computer for her or for him?
So what happened, there was a fellow. We hired him as an intern. So what happened is me and my business partner both have a PC at that time. We don't have a laptop or a MacBook kind of thing. So we both have a PC. So what was happening at that time, I used to sleep in daytime so that interns can come into the day and he can work on my PC and I work on the night. So because means we need to manage things out and we need to move on. So that's how we.
So the intern's working during the day on the computer, intern leaves, you wake up, you use the computer during the night, intern comes in, you go to sleep during the day so the intern can use the computer. That is unbelievable.
And many times what is happening when interns come into the our room because we don't have an office space. So I used to teach him because I used to explain things out so that he can work. Like I need to provide some assignment to him that things will work out. You need to learn jQuery. You need to learn HTML. And what is this? What is this module? You need to learn things out.
So Vipin, the intern would wake you up and say, come to your bed and say, I have this problem. Can you help me out? And you would teach them and then go back to sleep?
Many times it happens.
Wow.
Many times it happens. And I ask him strictly that if you are stuck anytime, anywhere, just ping me anytime. Just pull me out and I will help you out.
What year is this?
It was 2009, August 2009 to like February 2010.
Is there a developer out there in my audience right now who has this problem, who has one computer and has someone else working and needs to share a computer? If you do, please ping me. I would like to help you out. This cannot be an issue for you. In 2009, computers were still about $500.
Yeah.
Right? And you were bringing in some revenue, so you had something going on for you. You just needed, you know, a little bit more so you can hire people. Then you started building more plugins, more revenue was starting to come in. You started to develop this inbound marketing strategy that we talked about. And so more customers were coming in. Terrific. It's time to hire more people. Is it easier or hard to hire people when you're just starting out as a bootstrapper in India?
It was very hard. It's still very hard. Hiring is the biggest challenge. If you're a development company, if you're a, I'm not in the service industry or in the support industry, so I can't say anything on that. But if you're a development company, then hiring is the biggest challenge. So Mainly, we looked into our ecosystem in our friend circle and in our college, and based on it, we just means most of the time, many times we took 100 interviews and then we sorted out one person, because person need to be very good in the development.
Why is it so hard? We in the U.S. seem like all we hear is that the Indian developers are going to take our jobs because there's so many of them and because they don't charge much. Why is it so hard if you're living in India to access all these people that we're told about in the U.S. are out there?
Okay, so here's a very funny or you can say very complex answer. So the thing is, in our industry, in my industry, we are creating plugins, and somehow we are creating development plugins. So we need to be very skilled in the development, because if we are not creating scalable plugins, we are not creating in the performance, in the query tuning, if it's not good, then suppose that if someone is using our marketplace plugin and let's say 100 user or 1,000 user comes into his site, and if suppose marketplace break, then it's very dangerous for the customer side. So we need to take care of the code and scalability of the module and the plugin. So hiring the right person is very hard, because somehow the culture, because culture is very much responsible for that. And somehow I'm not blaming the Indian eco culture, or it's happening everywhere. But somehow people are moving towards the sales thing or the MBA part, or they are not much focusing on the engineering things. And that's why I guess things are getting worse. And in India, people are getting more and more towards the sales things and the support thing. But in the development, it's really hard to hire. Not in India, but you can even in US, they're very hard to find good developers. That's why people are hiring from India, from IT, even from the good developers. So there's a lackness of good developers everywhere, not in India, in everywhere. So that was very hard to hire skilled people up to that scale.
Even today.
Because in the start, we don't have money to pay around 1,000 or 2,000 bucks in a month. So that was a great, great challenge to someone to pay less and hire more skilled person.
And when you were starting to hire, were you still living in a flat and working from the same place?
Yeah, we were living in that same place till 1.5 years, 1.5 years. Because what was happening, there was two rooms, and so me and my business partner shifted our personal luggage and goods into the back room, and on the front room, we started things out for the four people sitting arrangement. So there was a four computer and people were just coding over there. So because what is happening in the bootstrap company means we were just looking into the profit things. We were not just looking in the fancy things that we need a good office space or something like that. We need to generate the business. We need to generate the traffic. As the money will come, we'll develop other things out. But first of all, we need to generate the profit, we need to generate the traffic, and we need to build a brand. That was our primary focus, and build the content.
So you kept building the content, kept increasing your sales, slowly hiring as much as you could under the circumstances. What about the problem that you mentioned at the top, which is when someone buys one of your plugins, they just buy it and go away, but they could keep hitting you up for customer service and tech support for years. Did you start charging for ongoing support?
Actually, in the start, we weren't charging because there were the competitors, and we don't have a good brand. We were just starting things out. It's 5, 6, or 1 year, so we were not that great brand. So so in the start, it was free for 2 years, such kind of thing, but. Nowadays we are providing 3 months free support, and after that we are charging
for all your plugins. 3 months of free support, and then you charge.
Then we charge.
And do you charge when people buy, or do you charge after the fact, after the 3 months are over?
There's the opposite in the site. People can purchase, during the purchase, people can choose the support period, and even they can extend the license after the purchase as well.
And so now do you have ongoing predictable revenue because of that?
Yeah, we have. I mean, there is a good amount of revenue has been increased due to the support.
Let me see. I'm going into the WordPress. You got into WordPress. I see WordPress.
But means like in WordPress, our profile is not that good because we were not very much focused on the WordPress. As I told you that WordPress doesn't provide the paid listing. So we just started things out our own store, and that's a store.webco.com. And now, and we work a lot on the SEO part and the web structures and the rich snippet part, and that's why we're getting good traffic from the, if you will search Magento marketplace into the Google, you will see our store link on the top. So
if I go to the Magento marketplace, you're saying
go to the google.com and search Magento marketplace.
Okay, google.com, of course. Here, Magento marketplace.
And you will see there's a link maybe in the bottom. There's a store.
Yeah, I see it. Yeah, it's Magento Marketplace's website. And then there are a couple of YouTube videos. And then right underneath that, I see you with your add-ons for Magento. That's how popular you are. And this is because of your SEO.
It's because of SEO. And the people are referring our website into the Stack Overflow as well. Suppose I'm just sending you the link of the Stack Overflow. People are just discussing our module. If you will visit this link, people are just, I sent you a link on the stack for the Stack Overflow. And
yeah, let's take a look at another Stack Overflow link that you sent me via Skype chat. Developing a Magento module for marketplace multi-vendor, that's the question. And actually, it seems like that's the question and the answer.
And they are just putting our link for the marketplace. So we are quite popular in the marketplace area. And then what happened, like when the sales increased, we developed the same plugin into the PrestaShop, into the Joomla, into the OpenCart, and now we are developing into for the WooCommerce and NextCart. You already interviewed for the WooCommerce, and I already watched it.
WooCommerce has been doing really well. You saw that interview with the founder of WooCommerce with AD?
Yeah, I already watched it.
Yeah, I did see that OpenCart is another big place for you. Where was that? I have all these tabs open now with everything that I'm doing to cyberstalk you, but now I have too many tabs.
Even if you will search OpenCart Marketplace in the Google, you will find our link as well.
Then you come up. What's catchmyfame.com?
Sorry?
Oh, you don't know catchmyfame.com? I saw that you guys send traffic to catchmyfame.com, and I can't figure it out. Maybe it's just some random thing. Sometimes I just hunt around to see what I can find, and sometimes I come across something great, other times nothing. What I do see here, looking at SimilarWeb, is your top three sources of traffic are Joomla, Magento Commerce, and number three is OpenCart. All right, so where are the revenues today? How much revenue?
It's growing every day because we are building our content every day. Means we are incorporating more and more platforms, like we are including Shopify, and we are including XCart, and then the WooCommerce. So we are including, because I'm telling you, like, we are not a single focused company, like single product based company. So our story is to build and build more content, and that's how we like expanded in this industry. So we always keep innovating, we always creating plugins, and somehow we are not the idea based startup, we are the capability based startup.
Where do you get your ideas then? How do you know which plugins to create?
Okay, actually what is happening is that's a very philosophy, but what is happening, people get smarter by practice, what I believe is. So like, and people get potential by the practice. So like, we are in the same industry for last 3 years, and we are always looking things out. We are not like that just create a plugin and then go to sleep. We are always digging things out, we are always comparing things with the top, like We are comparing things to the Amazon. We are comparing things to the eBay. We are comparing things to the Alibaba. And we are looking things out like, oh, that is a new feature and they are providing. Why we are not creating something like that to for the market, for the Magento?
So do you have an example of something that you saw on eBay or Alibaba or something else that made you say, wait, if those big guys have it, then people who are using Magento to run their e-commerce site should have it, or people who are using Shopify should have it. Do you have an example of something like that?
Marketplace is the biggest
example. Marketplace. I see. You saw, look, why shouldn't there be a marketplace for people who are using Magento? Magento is a huge platform for running online stores. I should have mentioned that at the top of the interview. And that's how you brought it in. Here's something else that I see. You created a plugin for Shopify that allows people to create a frequently asked questions section for each product. So when they update their product, they can also create a frequently asked question for that product itself.
Yep. And it's getting popular. Like we made, till this month we made $48. It's a subscription based model. So like it's subscription based. So people are paying for the subscription.
So it's $5 a month.
We have generated, means we started things for like 1 or 2 months back, and we generated $48. It's not that much, but it's
but this is it's a $5 product. If I look at it on your site, does that mean $5 a month or $5 one time?
No, $5 is it's a subscription based site.
When I click on it, I go into Shopify store and I could see it's $5 a month with a 3-day free trial. And there, Shopify is selling it on your behalf, and Shopify is collecting money from people who they're already collecting money from anyway on a monthly basis.
Exactly. Right?
Gotcha. Okay, I see. So if I understand you right, here's what happened. You said, hey, I'm kind of curious about all these different plugins that are now possible using Facebook APIs and Twitter APIs. I'll put something out there. But you said, I'm not just going to put something out there for free. I will be the person who charges for the plugins that are based on these tools that everyone loves. You put it out. It did well for you. It was encouraging. It showed you, hey, plugins can be financial generators. So you started tossing out a bunch of other plugins, very quick stuff that took you overnight, and you saw what worked and what didn't, right?
Yeah, exactly.
And then you hit on e-commerce, and you realized e-commerce is a place where people are willing to pay money, where they have incentive to pay you money because they're going to earn money off of your plugins. And then you started shifting more of your attention towards e-commerce plugins, right?
Exactly. Because the e-commerce customer have more money, and they are most of the plugin which we are developing is this like post-sale, is like sales promotion. Suppose that if, and most of our customer are the small scale industries or like medium scale industry, means the people who don't have any developers, and they just download the Magento and they just install the template and they just want to start their business, but they don't have any developer to create the marketplace or the other plugins. So our target area is small scale and medium scale industry, and that's how the people are, and e-commerce where the people are willing to pay. It's like in Joomla, people are also willing to pay over there, but the amount, $349, no one wants to pay. And $349 here, we are selling at least 3 to 4 plugins every day. $349 here.
$349.
The marketplace one. And
yeah, the marketplace is a $349 plugin, and people are willing to pay it because it's going to be powering up their site and turning their site into a marketplace, meaning that they don't have to list all the products themselves. Their users can come in with products listed on their site and sell, and then the site gets a portion of that revenue. Did you say specifically, I want to be clear, what the revenue is, what the annual revenue is right now? What is it?
It's like, it's almost, means we don't have account statement right now, means, but it's almost $1 million. Means we are very much close to $1 million.
Almost $1 million selling these plugins.
Exactly.
That's amazing. And it comes not just from the $349 that you mentioned, but also from ongoing payments for support and ongoing payments for other plugins. So it's a business that produces revenue that you can count on from month to month.
Yeah, it's a complete revenue for all of our plugins. It's not for the marketplace only. It includes the support, installation, and the plugin purchase, the complete revenue.
All right. this has been an incredible success story. Why don't I close out with two things? I'll do a quick plug, and then I want to ask you a question that Jeremy Weiss, who pre-interviewed you, wrote a note and said, you have to ask him this, because he said that it's the one question that we should be asking. All right, but first, the plug. You heard the Vipin said that he is a Mixergy fan. You've heard so many other guests of mine say that they are Mixergy fans too. I was just talking to Noam Schwartz from Tapdog, who said that he sold his company to SimilarWeb, and as he was building his company and coming up with his idea for his business, he was listening to Mixergy interviews. How many other entrepreneurs have done it? Countless, I would say. Well, technically, you probably could count them, but I can't count them. Lots of them out there in the tech space. Been around for years, since before most of your favorite apps have even existed. And if you want to catch up, how do you do it? Well, you sign up to Mixergy Premium. When you do that, you get access to over 1,000 interviews, including with the founder of Wikipedia back in the early days, the founder of Y Combinator, the founder of Reddit back before Reddit was the site to go to, the founder of WooThemes back before even WooCommerce came about. You get so many different entrepreneurs who talk about how they built their businesses, teach you, break down their process, show you the time they cried, the time things didn't work out, so that you can see that there are patterns that you can learn from. There are tactics that you can learn from. There are big thoughts, big ideas that you can pick up from. The more you surround yourself by great ideas from people who really use them and get results, the better you will become as an entrepreneur. So where do you go? Well, if you want to sign up, and I hope that you do, you get to go to MixergyPremium.com. MixergyPremium.com. That is where you get access to the full vault of interviews and courses that are taught by real entrepreneurs, the ones that you know and admire. MixergyPremium.com. All right, here's the last question. Jeremy in the pre-interview always asks every guest, is there any question that I should have asked you that's important? And you said, yeah, you should ask about where I got the name from. So I don't know the answer to that. Where did you get your name? Not your name, your company name, Webcool.
The Webcool Software Private Limited.
So I like how every time I say Webcool, I shorten it, and you say, no, Webcool Software.
Actually, it's like we are creating the software, so and the name should be there. Like in the start, like there was the Apple computer was there. So when they were like in the mobile business, they came, they just removed the
So you want to say software. Very clearly, it's important, Andrew, you told me before we started the interview, it's important to say Webcool Software so that people know we are a software-based company. If we ever expand beyond that, then we'll make it clear. But our focus needs to be on software, not services, not content software, right?
Exactly.
Okay, so about the Webcool part of it, where did that come from?
Webcool means it's like a Gurukul. A Gurukul means in India, in Sanskrit, there's old language. It's like a world most old language or the in the world. So in Sanskrit, Gurukul means school. So the kul part, guru means teacher, and the kul part came from like, Gurukul is like a school or college where the people learn things out. So for, is it like web and kul, is it like temple of web, or like the temple of web where we are learning things out and we are creating things out, and that's how we created the web kul. And the other strategy behind the name was like people are creating a lot of, in India, people are creating a lot of company name like InfoSoft or InfoComics or something like that. So it's quite perplex things. Like in Google, it's very hard to recognize things out. And there's a lot of Bingo, Pingo, Mingo, such kind of company. So I'm not very much aggressive on that, but it may have option. But we were thinking to put something unique so that people can easily remember the name. And in search engine, we make a difference, not like InfoSoft or InfoComics or something like that.
There is a lot of info companies in India, info companies with the name Info in them.
Info, Techno, Web.
Yes. All right. So the company Webcool, Webkul Software Private Limited. That is the full company name. Now we see where it comes from. I also think of my business as a temple. When I come into work, I feel like I am walking into a very sacred environment. And I think we should all feel that way. The work we do should be sacred, should have a meaning, and should continue to grow the way yours have. Vipin, congratulations so much on the success of your business. I would love for you to come back on here in the future as you continue to build your business, but I am proud that you're here today and that you've been a Mixergy fan for so long, and it always makes me feel good to see Mixergy fans do well in the world. Congratulations, everyone out there. If you want to check out this business, see all the plugins, see how he did it, the website is here. It's just six letters, WEBKUL, Webcool, WEBKUL.com. Thank you very much.
You're most welcome, Andy.
You bet. Thank you all for being a part of it. Bye, guys.